What is TGL and how is it going to change the game of golf? Stay tuned to find out.
Welcome to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast, where you can listen to everything related to the game of golf. Golf tips to help you improve your golf game, entertaining interviews, discussions about the latest in golf equipment, and so much more. Now, here is your host, PGA professional, Steve Goforth.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thank you so much for pushing that play button yet again and being dedicated to the podcast. If this is the first time you've ever listened to the podcast, welcome. Hope you go back and you'll listen to the 74 previous episodes to this one, and it will help you with your golf game, or maybe you could refer it to other people and it'll help them with their golf game as well. Regardless, so glad you're with me today and tuning in. And I'm going to talk about TGL. What is TGL? What is it all about? You may have heard it in the news. Maybe you've gone and researched it yourself, but I'm going to give you a little overview of what it is. But it is a league formed by Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, and it stands for Technology Golf League, pretty simply put, right? So TGL is going to, in my opinion, absolutely revolutionize the world of golf. Maybe you've been aware of how popular golf simulators have been. I really think that it's going to be part of the future of our game. And Tiger and Rory have tapped into that. And they have, I think, come up with an unbelievable format here and how they're going to do this and how entertaining it's going to be and how it's going to get people looking at the game a little bit differently, having more fun with the game as well. And it's going to be really fun to watch, whether you're in person watching it or if you're watching it on TV this upcoming season. And just like the name says, technology, that's what it's all about. And it's some unbelievable technology that they're going to unveil this December, the end of December. They're going to debut December the 30th. And then the league itself is going to start in January. I'm going to jump into more of that and what this is all about. How is it set up? Where are they doing this? What about the teams involved, the players involved, the format they're going to be playing? What's their season look like? What's their playoffs look like? I'm going to go over all of that here in this podcast. Buckle up and let's learn more about TGL.
Oh, he got out of that one.
Can time be your enemy? You just don't have the time to go take a golf lesson and spend, you know, roughly an hour, hour and a half of your day, not to mention the drive back and forth to the golf course to go take a lesson. Well, I've got a solution for you. I am offering virtual golf lessons that will be extremely convenient for you to get quick tips on what's going on in your golf swing. All you got to do is reach out to me either on my social media handles, which is at GoForthGolf on Instagram or TikTok, or at GoForthGolfInstruction on Facebook. You can also email me at sgoforth@pga.com. Let me know you'd like to get a virtual golf lesson from you, and I'm going to send you instructions on how to do that. It's extremely simple. All you're going to do is video your golf swing down the line, face on. I'll explain how to do that with your cell phone. You'll then email or text me your video. I'm going to upload it into my OnForm software, and I'm going to record a voiceover telling you exactly what's going on with your swing, and I'm going to send it back to you. And I'm also going to direct you on how to download OnForm for free to where you and I can chat back and forth on your golf swing and also be able to upload those videos that you can look at any time and listen to that voiceover instruction anytime you want to. This is so simple. It is extremely convenient, and we can start putting you on the path to improving your golf swing in just a few simple steps. You can do it all from the comfort of your home or as soon as you leave the driving range. I promise you, you want to take advantage of this and let me start helping you no matter where you are on the planet, no matter where you're listening to this, you can get a golf lesson from me. Reach out to me, Would love to work with you virtually. Let's start getting your golf swing looking great. Let's get you on that path to a better score. And together, let's go forth to that better golf game. Okay, so let's dive into what is TGL. And I'm going to start out by describing the facility that they're going to be doing this in. So again, TGL stands for Technology Golf League. Not to be mistaken for Tiger Golf League, because a lot of people think it stands for that since Tiger and Rory were the ones that invented it. But no, it is Technology Golf League. And again, it was formed by Tiger and Rory. So whether you like or dislike simulator golf, it's here to stay. It really is. I really believe it is going to be part of the future of our game. And some people have even predicted that simulator golf, more rounds may be played using simulator golf going forward down the road. Now, how many years down the road? Who knows? But it could very well be the case because it's so convenient. It's so easy to get in there into a simulator, play golf, and then do it in a timely manner. Now, that doesn't mean that golf courses are going to go away. I don't believe that. I believe that golf will continue to thrive the way we see it today. This is just another added element to the game so that people can go and enjoy it at their convenience. So I like it. I think it's cool. I think that simulator golf can be a lot of fun, especially depending on the type of facility that you're doing it in. Some people are doing this in their own homes. If they're able to afford to put a simulator bay in their home, we have a member at our club. He's actually building a facility not far from the club where he's going to be able to have all of this technology in there and go in there and take a lot of his friends in there to play golf whenever they're not at the golf course. Maybe it's at night after the golf course is closed, and having some really fun and cool format. So you're going to see this popping up more and more, and I would encourage you to embrace it and just learn more about it. And I really feel like TGL is going to be the way for people to experience this and kind of learn what it's all about and how cool this can be. So let's talk about the facility. Awesome facility is going to be in Palm Beach State College in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And SoFi has jumped on as the sponsor for this facility. So it's going to be called the SoFi Center. And the SoFi Center is going to be roughly 250,000 square feet in size. So this place is huge. And it's going to fit right at 1,600 people in that venue to be able to watch these TGL events. And of course, it's going to be broadcast live on TV as well. But if you're able to be in that area, or if we want to buy a ticket and go down, you certainly have the option to do so. And I have a feeling it's going to be a really cool, lively atmosphere when they're in there. And that's going to be another nice element of it, kind of similar to what we've seen in some of these live events and what we've seen at the Waste Management there at the Par 3 at the Waste Management. So a very party-like, lively atmosphere there inside the SoFi Center is what I would expect to see for sure. They're also going to have a very large plaza area where they can host some pre-match festivities and several other types of events that's going to complement and just kind of enhance that fan experience. So if you've gone to football games, you know that there's some fan experiences there inside the stadium. I think you'll see some things similar to that when you go to one of these events. And then the whole thing is powered by Full Swing. And Full Swing is the official licensee of the PGA Tour in terms of the golf simulator category. And it's actually the simulator that a lot of players there that's going to be playing on the TGL use as well. For example, Tiger and Xander use the Full Swing technology. So Full Swing's going to power this thing and give us this technology that we're going to be witnessing there in the SoFi Center. So that kind of describes the facility. I want to talk about the actual playing course itself, which is really cool. So the course within the SoFi Center is going to be made up of various different technologies, and it's going to cover an area that's roughly the size of a football field. That's how big of an area they're going to be in, and the stadium, or the seats rather, will be surrounded around this entire area. the tee shots and how this is going to work. The screen that they're hitting into is roughly 20 times the size of a normal simulator screen. So if you've seen a simulator screen, you just picture it 20 times bigger than that. It's going to be massive. And they're going to have a tee box that they're going to hit from. They'll have rough and fairway and sand shots and actually sand around this green that they're going to have that's going to be located behind them where they're swinging into this massive screen. And I'm going to talk more about that here in just a second. But massive area, and they're going to try to simulate a golf course as much as possible when they're not hitting full shots. So their full shots will be into this big screen, and then when they get around the green, roughly 50 yards or less, then they're going to go to this short game area that's going to be located behind them. And so they'll be able to simulate actual chip shots, pitch shots, bunker shots with real sand in these bunkers. But the cool thing is the green itself. This thing is going to be absolutely amazing. The area that they're going to call this is called the green zone, and it's roughly larger than four basketball courts. But it's going to feature the largest ever adaptable putting surface. Again, this is built by Full Swing. So this thing is 3,800 square feet, but it has 189 actuators and jacks that are under the green. And what that's going to do is going to change the slope of and the contour of the green for every hole. They play the first hole, that green will have certain contour and undulation or elevation to it. Then they go to the second hole, and then these actuators and jacks will change and move and then give the second hole a different slope or contour to that green. So every green they play is going to be unique. I think that is so awesome. Of course, the green's going to roll like any other traditional green. So again, I think that part in itself has me intrigued just to watch this thing, just to see how this green moves and changes and makes it unique for each hole. So really, really cool stuff there. So that kind of gives you an idea of the actual facility, where they're playing it, what it's going to look like, how the screen is going to be, how the short game area is going to be. And you can go on their website. That's where I'm getting most of this information from. The website is tglgolf.com. Again, tglgolf.com. And read more about all the things I'm going to cover here. And I really felt inspired to talk about this. I meant to lead off with this. I really felt inspired to talk about this on the podcast because I really feel like, again, this is going to be huge. This is special. We are witnessing something special. Now, I could be wrong. This thing could fizzle out several years down the road. I don't believe it will. I believe this is something, again, we're going to see for years and years to come. It's part of the future of the game. And I'm really excited to see how this works. And I'm really excited to see how many new eyeballs come to the game of golf when they see this on TV. I mean, Top Golf is a great example of that. A lot of people were kind of against Top Golf. A lot of people were for it. You had a mixed bag on that. But I saw firsthand when Top Golf came to our local area how many people it brought to the game. People went to Top Golf, they played, and they enjoyed it so much, they wanted to get better. Well, guess what? They would come to me and other golf instructors in our area to take golf lessons because they just wanted to be better at Top Golf. So I think you'll see the same thing with simulator golf. I think a lot of people are going to go in and enjoy simulator golf. They want to get better at that. So guess what? They're going to want to improve. And then they're going to want to go to the golf course and actually take their talents that they have in a simulator, see how they do on actual golf course. So I think these two things, simulator golf and then our traditional game on the golf course, will line up great together. Again, this is just another alternative for people to play the game of golf. So now I'm going to dive into more about the teams and the players. Okay, so TGL is going to consist of six teams, and each team is going to have four players on the team. So 24 PGA Tour players, only PGA Tour players. This is not open to LIV players. Of those four players on a team, only three are going to compete in a match. And I'm going to go over more about how the matches are going to go down. Really cool format. Before they play each match, the two teams that are playing each other, they're going to name their three competitors. One person's going to sit out for that match. And then what I really like about this is that all the players are going to be mic'd up during the competition. So we get to hear what they're talking about. The playful banter maybe goes back and forth, the trash talking. You kind of saw a little bit of that in the match formats that was on, I think ESPN covered that, but I may be wrong on that. But you know what I'm talking about, the matches. It was 2 versus 2, and they were mic'd up. And I enjoyed that part of it as much as I did the golf, because it was just great to hear them talking smack and strategizing their shots too, which was really cool. So that's going to be a cool feature for TGL as well. Now, the team names, they're being formulated now. Most of those have been named. I'll go over that here in just a second. The branding that surrounds that team, and then that front office staff, and then the players, all that stuff's going to be unveiled very soon. The inaugural schedule has not come out yet either, so we're waiting to see that. Again, when it is published, you can go to that website. And when you go to the website, you can actually enter your email address and get information about new things that come out when it does, when that information does drop. So I encourage you to go out there and do that. Of course, I think it's very, very possible that we'll see some major sponsorships that'll be worked into all this as well, whereas companies could come in and sponsor teams, events, et cetera, commercials during the event. So there's so many different ways of doing this. All right, let's talk about the team. So right now we have 5 teams that have been announced. There's still one more they have to announce. The first one is the Atlanta Drive Golf Club, and that's led by Arthur Bank of AMB Sports and Entertainment. He owns the Atlanta Falcons. He is sponsoring the Atlanta Drive team. That team has already announced that Justin Thomas will be on the team. The other people on that team have not been announced yet. And then we have Boston Common Golf. That is led by John Henry and Tom Werner, Mike Gordon, and Fenway Sports Group of the Boston Red Sox. So Boston Common has already named their team players, just did that recently, as a matter of fact. And the players on that team will be Rory McIlroy, Keegan Bradley, Adam Scott, and Tyrrell Hatton. So that's your 4-player roster for them. And they've actually come up with a logo already, which is kind of cool. The Boston Common Golf logo has a frog on it, and the frog's chest is in the shape of a golf ball. And I think that goes back, you have to do some digging on that. I think it explains it on the website, but I think it kind of has something to do with this historic frog or toad that is in the Commons area, or used to be in the Commons area, or something like that. That's where the frog comes from. There's a meaning behind that mascot there. And I think I mentioned earlier the Atlanta Drive. Drive is their team name there for Atlanta. The next one is called Los Angeles Golf Club. They just announced that Colin Morikawa will be their first player on their team. The other 3 to be announced soon. And that one is led by several individuals, 2 of which are Serena Williams and Venus Williams. And they have multiple sponsors for that team. Another is Michelle Wee West. She's also affiliated with that team. And then the 4th team that we have out there is the TGL New York. And this is led by Stephen Cohen of the New York Mets. They have not announced anything further with this team. And then the 5th team will be TGL San Francisco. And that one is led by Mark Lasry's Avenue Sports Fund and Stephen Curry. So Stephen Curry, as we know, one of the best basketball players on the planet and a huge, huge fan and great player of the game of golf. So those are your 5 teams that have been announced thus far. Again, we're waiting on that 6th team to be announced. Now I'm going to go over the roster that's been publicized as of now. So bear with me as I read out these names. Again, you can find these names on that website. Again, tglgolf.com. Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm. I believe John Rahm is not on there anymore, though. I think they just announced he's not going to play, so scratch John Rahm. Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, Matt Fitzpatrick, Max Homa, Wyndham Clark, Tom Kim, Tyrrell Hatton, Tommy Fleetwood, Cam Young, Keegan Bradley, Colin Morikawa, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, Sahith Theegala, Lucas Glover, Shane Lowry, Justin Rose, Adam Scott, Minwoo Lee, Billy Horschel, and Kevin Kisner. So, a star-studded field for TGL. Awesome, awesome golfers, as we know. So we'll see who replaces John Rahm. So again, 24 players total on the TGL Golf League. So now I'm going to dive into the format and how they're going to play the game. It's been announced that the preview show will take place on Saturday, December the 30th on ABC primetime. And then week one is supposed to start on Tuesday, January 9th at 9 p.m. on ESPN. And then week two will be Tuesday, January 16th at 7 p.m. So I don't think they've decided the exact day. I've heard Monday nights, but I don't think they wanted to compete with Monday Night Football. So I think that's why week one and week two are going to be on Tuesday. And it could be that the rest of the weeks go to Monday night. I'm not 100% sure on that. Don't quote me on that. That's just some things that I'm hearing that may happen. So again, that schedule is on their website. That Tuesday, January 9th, that's the night following the college football playoff national championship. So again, that won't conflict with that either. The second TO match is going to be in primetime on ESPN on Tuesday the 16th. That's the night following ESPN's Monday Night Football wild card game. So all the matches are going to either air on ESPN, ESPN2, and also simulcast on ESPN+. So now let's jump into the match format. This is what I like about it. This is so cool, so different. So they're going to play 15 holes, not 18 holes, 15-hole matches. Session one is going to be a 9-hole triples match play. So it's a 3-player alternate shot. So, for example, we know who is on Boston Common's team. Let's just say the first match, they start Rory, Keegan, and Adam Scott. So how this will go is Rory tees off, Keegan hits the second shot, Adam hits the third shot. If a 4-shot's needed, it comes back to Rory. Whatever their score is for that hole, it matches up against their playing competitor's team score as well. So that's how the alternate shot match plays. So whoever had the lowest, whichever team had the lowest score on that hole, wins the hole. They're one up for that match, going to hole number two. Once they get done with 9 holes, the final 6 holes is going to be a singles. So they're going to rotate the head-to-head competition with each player playing 2 holes during the session. So hole number 10 starts out with Rory. He plays that entire hole against somebody else on the other team. They go to hole number 11. Keegan then plays that hole against another player from the other team. Again, this is match play. And it goes to hole number 12. Adam Scott will play. It goes to hole number 13. It's back to Rory. So each player on that team in that 6 holes is going to play 2 holes apiece for a total of 6 holes. That completes the 15-hole match. Now, if there's overtime, if they're tied after the end of 15 holes, they go to an overtime tiebreaker where it's 3-on-3, closest to the pin competition until a team successfully hits 2 shots closer to the pin than their competitors. So again, different format. That's called modern match play is what they're calling this. I think it's so cool. It's something different, non-traditional, piques your interest a little bit more. I think it's really cool. Heck, you may start seeing people playing the game this way at the golf course, having their teams going head-to-head with other teams. They're doing it in simulators as well. I mean, so much can be done with this. So much fun can be had with this. Again, making the game a little bit different to go along with our traditions that surround this game as well. So what happens when a team wins? Similar to other sports, TGL is going to use a points-based system for regular season matches. For each match, teams be awarded up to 2 points towards their regular season total based on the following. If they win their match in regulation, they're going to get 2 points. So, for example, if Boston Commons is playing Atlanta Drive and they win the overall 15-hole match, they get 2 points. If they happen to win in overtime, they're going to get 2 points. If a team lost in overtime, they're going to get 1 point. So let me give you an example of that. They're tied at the end of regulation. Boston Common and Atlanta Drive, they go to overtime. Boston Common wins, they get 2 points. It's not 2 additional points, it's just 2 points. But to reward the other team, because they did tie and they did go to overtime, Atlanta Drive will at least get a point there. If Atlanta Drive lost in regulation, they get 0 points. So again, you'll get 2 points if you win in regulation. If you're tied, you're 0-0, you're going to overtime, you win, you're still getting your 2 points, but the loser is going to get a point, if that makes sense. So again, this is all explained on their website. So who's going to be crowned the champion overall at the end of the season? I believe the season is going to go 15 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. I think they're planning on this thing ending before the Masters. Again, don't quote me on that, but I'm almost positive that's how that's going to go. What they're going to do, the top four teams from the regular season, they're going to advance to the playoffs, which is going to include single elimination semifinals and then the best of three championship series. So you've got the top four teams going to the semifinals. Team one will play team four, and then team two will play team three based on points. And then those two teams will then go to the best of three championship series to find out who is the overall champion of TGL Golf. And that's how the season will end up going. So that explains the format they're going to be playing in the TGL Golf League. So that is a summary of TGL Golf. Really cool stuff. I love this. I'm so excited about it. Again, that's why I want to dedicate a podcast to this, to talk to you about it, because I think it's cutting edge. I think it's the future, part of our future in this game. Again, I could be wrong. This thing could fizzle out after one season or after two seasons. I don't believe it will. I think this really embraces something new for our game. It's giving us something fun, something different. Another thing to think about with this, think about when you go to a PGA Tour event, how you have to find your favorite golfer and follow them around and go find them on the golf course. You don't have to do that here. They're right there in front of you, mic'd up. You can really get an idea of their personalities better, their strategies, all these things are right there. You don't have to go search for them on a golf course. And again, I'm so excited, if you can't already tell, about this. Can't wait for December 30th to get here to watch that inaugural kickoff event and to see what kind of publicity this thing's getting. I think anything that's got Rory and Tiger's name tagged to it, it can't go wrong. Two great guys, obviously some of the best that's ever played this game. And as you heard with the roster that I called out earlier, it's unbelievable. I'm sure that may change from year to year. I'm sure some guys may drop, some guys may be added for season two, season three, etc. And that's the beauty of that as well, is to see how the teams will stay in place from year to year. Will they do trades? Will we see that? Will Boston Common trade a guy for Atlanta Drive? Who knows? That could be something they do down the road too. That would be kind of cool, just like we see trades happening and all other sports that we're watching. So many different things that can be done here. Again, I'm so excited about it. I hope you are. I hope this kind of gives you a better idea of what TGL is all about, what they're bringing to the game of golf. And again, encourage you, go out to their website. Again, tglgolf.com. That's who I'm crediting for pretty much most of the information that I got here that I share with you today. And again, go sign up on their website to get alerts and notifications when something new happens with the league. Give me your feedback on this, either now or once it starts. Would love to hear what you think about this, whether you see me in person or if you want to reach out to me on all my social media handles at GoForthGolf, or either shoot me an email about it, sgoforth@pga.com. Would love to hear your thoughts on the new TGL Golf League.
Doing the bull dance, feeling the flow, working it.
The best way to prevent illness, wear and tear of muscles, and deterioration is by using the proper vitamins, supplements, and minerals that you can get from Pure On Main. As a golfer, your main focus is to have fun, right? But you also want to improve your game and reduce aches and pains and injuries. You can enhance your golf game by adding trace minerals to your daily regimen or boost your stamina with Vitamineral Greens. Pure On Main has great options to choose from that also include a fabulous collagen that will keep your tendons and joints lubricated, that will help you produce a better golf swing. Pure On Main has two locations. One is at North Main in downtown Greenville, and the other is on Cannon Street in downtown Greer. They have some of the best experts in the field of natural wellness, and they're available 7 days a week to help guide your personalized health journey. They not only carry amazing results-driven vitamins, They also provide state-of-the-art modalities such as massage therapy, foot detox, and wellness consulting. Serving the upstate for over a decade, their experts continue to take the time to help each individual pinpoint exactly what their body needs to optimize performance and remain pain-free. Go visit their two locations or give them a call at 864-991-2726. Make sure you visit their website at pureonmaine.com where you can purchase your supplements and learn more about their wonderful, wonderful services. Don't wait. Start your journey today towards living a happier and healthier lifestyle with the help of Pure on Maine. Congratulations on finishing another podcast. Thank you so very much. I hope you enjoyed listening and learning more about what TGL is all about. Hope you're as excited as I am about it. Cannot wait for this thing to kick off, and let's see what it does for the game of golf. I think it's going to do great things, as you could tell in my descriptions when I was talking about what it's all about, and I really believe in this thing. We'll see what kind of longevity it has. I hope it'll be around for a long time, and just be another element of the game that we can enjoy. As a reminder, you know, please go out there, give me that 5-star rating if you think I deserve it on whatever platform you're listening on. Remember, that's going to boost me up those rankings. It just basically gets me in front of more listeners. Whenever they go out there and they search a golf podcast that they want to listen to, I'm more likely to pop up for them to listen to. So really do appreciate that. Also, don't forget to go share the podcast with anybody that you know, and make sure you tag me in that. Because if you tag me on social media, on my social media handles, I'm going to put you into a drawing to win some really good prizes here at the end of this season, which is rapidly approaching. I'm going to finish season 4 here at the end of December. So again, my social media handles are at GoForthGolf on Instagram and on TikTok. And it's GoForthGolf Instruction on Facebook, and it's at GoForthGolf on Twitter. Remember, this podcast is for you, right? So please get in touch with me and let me know if there's a topic that you want me to discuss, just like some past listeners have done. Best way to reach out to me is either DM me on all those social media handles or shoot me an email at sgoforth@pga.com. Don't be shy to reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. Thank you to everyone who reached out to me about the Etiquette podcast. That was insanely popular. I got a lot of great feedback off of that, so I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I hope that you can share that with those you know are violators of that etiquette, and look forward to doing more things like that that will help all of us, and most importantly, it's going to help the game of golf. The next podcast is going to drop on Wednesday, November the 22nd. Look forward to bringing that to you, and again, I'll have some really cool guests on the podcast here in the near future. Also, be on the lookout for some more instructional videos that I'll be posting on my social media handles. I've got some really good mental and golf tips, maybe even life tips if you want to look at it that way as well, that I'll be recording and posting as well. So look forward to bringing that to you, and I hope it helps you with your game. As always, get out there, have a great time, hit those drives long and straight, hit those greens in regulation, drain those putts, and enjoy the game with whoever it is that you're playing with. Don't forget to do something nice for somebody today, because, you know, it makes you feel absolutely great when you put somebody else ahead of yourself and do something nice for somebody. And remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.
You've been listening to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to receive alerts on new episodes. For more information, please follow us on social media at Go Forth Golf Instruction or visit our website at GoForthGolfInstruction.com. Remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.